Blog Talk Radio.
I am channeling my inner Robert Kent today as I have super protector and awesome offensive lineman for your Revolution, Roy Richard, next on Revolution Zone. And welcome to the Revolution Zone. Thanks to Blog Talk Radio and, of course, Impact Media, we get to bring you live coverage of your Texas Revolution each and every week. I'm Jeremy, the Impact York. Welcome to the Revolution Zone. So much to get to today. Obviously, the infamous game notes will be coming up a little later on. But as I teased a little earlier, I do want to bring on our special guest this week, offensive lineman of your Texas Revolution, Mr. Roy Richard. How you doing today, Roy?
I'm doing great, Jeremy. Thanks for having me.
Hey, it is no problem. It is a pleasure to have you. And like we were speaking a little earlier, it's just been a blast to get to talk to you and all your teammates this year. And it seems to be a really good year. You guys are only 3 wins away from hoisting the trophy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Definitely has been a good year. We had our adversities, but I think in the end we should come through.
Oh, I think so, too. I speak to of course, Sonny Clark, the play-by-play of the Revolution, but I speak to Matt Lunsford all the time, and I told him, I said, it's not just me, but the fans of the show and everybody I talk to that has gotten interested in the Revolution, they all believe in you guys, and you guys believe in yourself. It's such a great family of athletes there that sometimes it doesn't even feel like work, probably, right?
Yes, sir, you're absolutely correct. We're our family, we're our brothers, we're all striving for one goal. That's to win the championship. And when we all come together, at the end of the day, we are striving for that championship, but we just have fun doing it.
And, of course, since you did mention the famous word there, brother, that a lot of your teammates use as well, let's get to a guy that you happen to know that you played with at Wichita Baptist University. Did I say that right?
Yes, sir, you said it correct.
Okay. I practiced a couple weeks ago when I had him on, your former teammate, and then now teammate again. What was it like playing out there in Arkadelphia, Arkansas?
It was a great feeling, great school, going to Wichita Baptist. They have a very, very great football program as well as academics as well. They're a really good school. Playing with Brett, that's my buddy right there. We have fun on and off the field, and you know, when you have someone that you're that close to, it gives you one more thing to fight for even more.
That it definitely does. And what degree program did you have out there at Wichita Baptist?
Business administration.
I can't lie, that's one of mine too. I have that in marketing are the directions I went in school. And somehow I parlayed that in the media. But definitely, I know just based off the classes that I took throughout college that I know a lot of the principles they instill in you here kind of go across the board. So I know that you can apply those to even playing professional football.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Of course. As we take our road trips, away teams and everything, it's always a business trip. Our coach always tells us, you know, have a business-like approach when we do everything. So We got to act as we are professionals because we are. So we got to do everything in a business-like manner. So it all comes back to, you know, degree and, you know, conducting yourself on and off the field.
Absolutely. I definitely agree with that. Tell me a little bit about being such good friends with Brett Reese Jr.
Like I said, that's my buddy. We've been knowing each other for 6 years now. I met him my sophomore year in college. He was a freshman, of course. He came in, he played receiver. And first time I met him, me and he was playing video games in his dorm room. And since then, we kind of clicked, and we've been cool ever since.
You know, that's something I think I mentioned when he was on, another promotion that I'm going to get with Matt Lunsford on. We'll get to the other one in a minute, but why not have a big Madden tournament with all you guys and have you guys play for a charity or something like that? Because I know you guys would get competitive.
Oh, yes, sir. Of course. Of course. I think that's in our nature. At the end of the day, we are athletes, and we're very competitive when it comes to things like that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that, and being highly competitive, I think, is why you guys are so successful. What's it like being in the huddle with Robert Kent Jr.?
I love being in the huddle with Robert Kent. He's very precise in everything that he's do. He pay attention to the smaller details. And in each huddle, he always break down the play. He tell the receivers what to do. He tell the offensive linemen what to do. So whenever we break out the huddle, we always know exactly what we need to do and how we need to do it.
That's definitely a good thing, him being the leader in the huddle.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And my screen went blank for a second. Sorry. We're having technical difficulties. It is raining cats and dogs out here where we're at currently. And you being around the Texas area, obviously our thoughts and prayers go out to everybody dealing with those floods and everything out there. Are you pretty close to those, or is that still far enough away from you guys?
We're still in range of it, but for the most part, we're not getting no flash flood warnings or anything, but we're just catching a little rain here and there. But besides, like, up in Houston and different places like that, I've seen where the whole streets and highways have been flooded out, but we're not getting that much rain here.
Well, that's good. At least, you know, like we said, thoughts and prayers to everybody that is dealing with it, and at least you guys were able to avoid it for the most part.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Do you watch game film?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely have to. In a week's time, I probably put around about 3 to 4 hours in game film alone. Just have to break it down, you know, for our next opponent. You know, watch our previous game from when we played them once before so that we can see what we did wrong so we know how to correct them. But game film is very vital in being a professional athlete.
Well, that's good. And the common theme of these Revolution Zone interviews, there's actually one of your teammates, and I won't throw him under the bus this time. Just know that you helped block for him. He's the only one so far who says he does not watch game film, but I think between last week's guest, Jordan, and a few other ones, that he may be watching sometime soon.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What's the most important attribute to playing offensive line?
I think the most important attribute is basically two things. As an offensive lineman, we have to have quick feet and strong hands. You know, having quick feet so that way we can stay in front of our opponent, and strong hands so we can lock on to it, we can drop. But without them two things, I think them things are very key for to be a good offensive lineman.
Yeah, I went to school with a guy who played offensive line. He was on a bunch of practice squads in the NFL, but he played, I think he was a 3.5-year starter at Clemson. But I always ask him, he never would give me the answer to this, so I'll pose it to you, and you can plead the fifth if you want. But when you get down in your stance, you know, and all of a sudden the ball snaps, like, what's going through your head? Are you, like, trying to key in on your assignment, or are you just trying to see, you know, who looks like he's coming your way?
Pre-snap, while we're in the huddle, first we get to play, and while I'm in my stance, My first thing is get the ball back there, make sure the ball travels right. Because if not, you know, if we don't get the ball back there first, you know, the play cannot develop. So my
right.
first thought process is getting the ball back there, then worry about my assignment second.
See, and that was a simple answer. I don't know why this guy won't answer me. I don't know if – I mean, maybe something didn't go through his head. I don't know. But I knew you'd have a good answer for that one. Who was your favorite sports teams growing up?
My favorite sports team, I'm a diehard Dallas Cowboys fan. That's my family watches. I grew up on. I've been watching Dallas since I was young. I absolutely love the Cowboys.
Hey, you're still young now. You're younger than me, so you're still young now.
Sir?
I said you're still younger than me, so you're definitely young now.
Oh, yes, sir. Dallas Cowboys are my favorite sports team.
Well, then it helps that you ended up part of the Revolution.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You are in cowboy country right there. Do you have any other favorite sports teams, or are you pretty much just football?
I'm pretty much just a big football fan, Dallas Cowboys fan. But I do watch a little basketball here and there. But as far as professional team, I like the Portland Trail Blazers.
Wow, that's how'd you get to be a Trailblazer fan?
I used to watch this one guy. His name was Brandon Roy, and I was always a big fan of him growing up. And I just liked the way he played, his gameplay, his heart, and just the way he played the game itself. And I kind of hate that he's not playing no more because he had degenerated knees now. So he's actually out because of that. So if it weren't for that, I believe he still would have been playing.
Definitely so. I was about to say, that's kind of a random team, to seeing where you grew up and where you are now. But I can definitely see that, Ty. That's a pretty good guy to look up to.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And speaking of where you grew up, what was it like growing up in Stamps, Arkansas?
Stamps, Arkansas, it's a very small town where I grew up at. At the max, we have maybe 1,500 people. So in my community, everyone knew everyone, basically. So growing up, I had an extended family. Like everyone knew me. I knew everyone. So it was very nice, you know, just having that close-knit connection, that relationship with everyone. But for the most part, you know, we did a lot of things together, played basketball every weekend, played football, touch football, flat football. So it was very fun, just that close-knit community.
Which obviously parlays on to being a part of the Revolution.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let's see. What's it like being a role model? Because no matter what Charles Barkley says, and I assure you I will not bust out a bad Shaq or a bad Charles Barkley impression like I did a couple weeks ago. But unlike what Barkley believes, pro athletes are role models, in my opinion. So what's it like being a role model?
It's definitely a lot of pressure. But at the end of the day, you know, if you're doing everything that you have to do, anything right in the public eye, it can be rewarding, very rewarding. Because, matter of fact, my little cousin looks up to me, and I take it to heart. He's been watching me ever since I was in Wichita, and he's watched me up until now. Matter of fact, about a week ago, he told me that he wanted to go to Wichita Baptist University, so that made me feel real good inside.
Oh, yeah, I bet it does. I run into that with my little nephews. I realized they were watching me a lot closer than I thought.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I don't know why I didn't start with this, but what is your story to this point as far as how you got from Stamps, Arkansas to the Allen, Dallas-Fort Worth area to play for the Revolution?
Yeah, it's definitely been a journey, that's for sure. For the last two seasons, I was out in Kansas playing with the Solano Bombers. And while I was out there playing for them, I played for them for 2 years, and I decided not to go back because, you know, got a little homesick, and it was just a long ways, and the weather out there was not used to it. Some days it'll be literally 90 degrees. At night it'll be like 40 or 50. It was just such a dramatic change in weather. And I got a call from Coach Davis before he left here, and he told me to come up. So I came up here for the camp, and I've been up here ever since, and I absolutely loved it. I love the team, love the brotherhood, just love the coaching staff. I just love everything about it, and I feel like that I made the right choice.
I think you did, because you seem to be excelling here, and by far this is one of the most unique coaching staffs I've ever seen. Not just the organization in general. It seems like all star after all star after all star. I mean, you know, having your general manager be Tim Brown, having Dr. Jen Welter as one of the coaches, Terry Glenn. It just every time you turn around, there's just another just massively awesome guys. What's it like being, being around some of these people?
It is awesome. It is so awesome just to see where them guys has been, and that just know that we're trying to go to. So everything they're saying is helping us. So I just love being around. I love being around their energy, their positivity, just everything.
And since I did mention Jen, obviously you weren't here last year to be a teammate, but what's it like having her as a coach?
Oh, I love Jen energy. Every morning for practice, we have practice 6 a.m. every morning. She come up to me, be like, "Where's my smile? Where's my smile?" So I give her this big smile. It's like, "There it is, there it is." She is so energetic, and she just transfers her energy from her just to us, and it just makes the practice go by smoother. It just brings life to practice.
Absolutely, she is. She's actually been on Revolution Zone a couple times this year, and she does. She just has that infectious personality where you're drawn into the excitement she creates.
Of course, of course.
What's it like having Catherine Dunn around for the Inside the Revolution episodes?
I see her as an asset. Like, it's very valuable because she definitely gives us that professional vibe, just the professional feeling, and she's a big asset to us, you know, because being here, you know, I've never been interviewed, anything, but, you know, seeing her do that and go about the things that she do, it just brings that professional vibe and just kind of gives you that professional feeling.
That's all. Yeah, I'm a big fan of her work, and as I like to mention, it's not just because she spends with her day job, she's around one of my favorite people in the world, Mark Cuban. But she seems to be a natural being in front of the camera like that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Very natural.
Now, how are you with being in front of the camera? Is that something you might try to pursue down the road?
Ooh, no, sir. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm very shy. I'm a shy person. I'm camera shy. I actually avoid the spotlight. Yes, sir. So if I could do everything in the background, I'm perfectly fine with it. But I'm not a big speaker. I'm not a big talker or anything.
Well, it could be why you're a great offensive lineman, because I've always been told that you don't really want to know the name of the offensive lineman because he probably did something bad, and that's why you know his name. All the offensive linemen I've ever talked to said, yeah, if you hear my name during the game, it's because I got a personal foul or a penalty, and that's not good.
Yes, sir. Very true. Very true.
Well, even though you may think you're shy, and you could be shy, when I was talking to Matt Lunsford just a couple weeks ago, he said not only would I have a lot of fun talking to you, but that between you and your fiance, you're two of the happiest people he has ever met in his life.
Oh, of course. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I come from very humble beginnings, so just every day is a new journey for me in life, and I'm just so thankful for it. Just an unpromised day. Like, I have a natural joy about myself. Yes, sir, that's for sure.
You know, what's it like being engaged and being a professional athlete?
It's definitely challenging. It has its times where you have to focus on football. Then when you're not focused on football, you have to, you know, go back to, you know, planning for a wedding, planning for when the next time you can meet up with everyone, get suited up for their attire for the wedding. But it has its moments. You definitely have to do a lot of time management with it.
And unless I read it incorrectly, going on right at 130 days from now?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's absolutely correct.
I told you I trolled your Facebook just to make sure I had that right.
Yes, sir. That's perfectly fine.
Until the NSA says I can't do that, that is legal in this country. So, let's see. What's your favorite football movie?
My favorite football movie is Remember the Titans.
I can definitely identify with that one. Actually, that's one that Jordan Brown mentioned last week, and I actually have the personal connection to that one. They filmed that at the high school I attended while I was in high school. Although, unfortunately, I'm one of the choice few who my parents decided I was better off getting sleep and getting good grades than staying up late and being in movies. So I get to wave at a lot of my friends when I watch that movie.
Oh, wow. I had no idea. That's amazing.
Yeah, they filmed about 40 or 50, maybe half that movie at the high school, Paulding County High School I went to outside of Atlanta. And then the rest of it was like a county over at a different high school.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Definitely did not know that.
But it was definitely cool walking to, walking from class to class and going, oh, was that Denzel? I think that was Denzel.
Wow. That's amazing.
That was it was something different for sure. And I'm okay not being in that movie. I can look forward to being in other ones maybe. Who's your favorite celebrity that you've met?
Honestly, Jeremy, I have not met a celebrity, but if I'm given the chance to meet one, I'd definitely be grateful for the opportunity. But I haven't met a celebrity.
I was about to say Matt Lunsford is an acceptable answer. I like to throw that one out there, and I think he appreciates it too. Who would you want to meet if given the chance?
If I was given a chance, probably Will Smith.
Yeah, it's hard to go wrong with Will Smith. He is definitely a model citizen for sure.
Yes, sir.
What's your favorite Will Smith movie?
Ooh, that's a hard one.
I know, that's like picking your favorite kids. You don't have kids yet, and neither do I, but it's like picking your favorite kid there.
Yes, sir. I would probably say I Am Legend.
I definitely like that one as well. Let's see. Do you have any hobbies or talents?
I love to go fishing. Like, fishing is definitely one of my favorite hobbies because if I'm not fishing, I'm either napping or playing a video game.
Hey, that sounds like a pretty good life to me. I might have to sign up for that career track. What's the difference in this season and last season for you?
Last season, like I said earlier, I was with the Bombers, but I guess the biggest thing is just the team itself. Just being here with the Revolution, it's just a connection that I didn't feel with the Bombers itself. But like I said, I absolutely just love being here. Just the coaching staff, just the people here. It's just a completely different feel from being in Kansas.
Yeah, I bet so. Unfortunately, and it's nothing personal because I know some people that live in Kansas, and I've actually spoken to some people with the Bombers and everything as well, just, you know, away from media stuff. But in Kansas, unfortunately, if there's not a sport going on, just pretty much watching corn grow, and that's just not something I really want to do.
That is very true. I didn't realize it is so many wheat fields out there. Because yes, coming from Arkansas going to Kansas, it is so flat, and I was not used to that.
Yeah, it is definitely. I've never been to Kansas, but any picture or anybody I've ever talked to that's been out that way are like, seriously, it's just wheat and corn for as long as you can look.
That is it. That is it. No exaggeration.
You know, I say that, and suddenly the Bombers are going to try to put me to work or something now, probably. But if it happens, I will happily move to Kansas and find out what other things you can do besides watching the Bombers and watching corn grow. So.
Yes, sir.
Do you have any fitness or nutrition tips?
As far as fitness and nutrition, the only thing that I really do a lot of, I try to drink at least a gallon to a gallon and a half of water a day, keep my body hydrated because of the practices and the different things, the workouts and stuff that we go through. But as far as food, not really, but like that's my biggest goal right there, is just make sure my body stay hydrated. So, you know, no cramping or my body won't get dehydrated while I'm on the field.
I definitely like that. I've heard that from some other people as well. So, you know, my other idea that I've tried to pitch to Matt is that maybe there should be a Texas Revolution fitness and nutrition book or you know, maybe a video series or something like that where you guys can give tips to people on how to take care of their bodies.
Oh, yes, sir. That actually sounds great, actually, yeah.
Maybe you can talk it up to him, too, because I think he takes me seriously, but at the same time, I don't think he's ready to move forward on that one. So, I think he still holds it against me that I let a few of you guys know that he had selfie sticks for iPhones. I don't think I was supposed to tell you guys that, but somehow it leaked out. So,
No, I don't think so either.
I guess I'll claim responsibility for that. And that way, if you guys ever get in trouble with Matt, always just blame me, and he'll probably believe it. So.
All right, sounds like a plan then.
It always worked in high school. So.
Jeremy, are you there? Jeremy, are you there?
All right, I think we're back on there. For some reason, I think the crazy storms knocked us offline for a second. Roy, you still with us?
Yes, sir, I'm still here.
Okay, sorry about that. All of a sudden, I asked the question, and I thought maybe we were having a bad connection there, and somehow our computer system said we were offline, even though I was looking at it being online. So,
okay. Oh, wow.
Let's see. I was saying, is there something others might not know about you?
Okay, something will probably be that I'm one of seven kids.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And what's that like being one of seven?
To about 10 years ago, I was the baby, but my father had two more. He had two more boys. Their names is Jonathan and Jaden. One is 10 and one is 3.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But for the longest being the baby, you know, I got special treatment for a while. Then, you know, go off to college and everything, you know, I wasn't really considered the baby anymore. So the privileges and treatments kind of stopped.
Yeah, I know all about that. I was cruising along, having a pretty good life for 7 years until my little brother was born, and I was fortunate enough to where it just stayed the two of us, and we get along great. So,
yes, sir.
But one of seven—that'll definitely prepare you for being a professional athlete.
Yes, sir. Of course, of course.
What motivates you?
Family. I'm real big on family. Growing up in a small neighborhood, a small community, but I have a really big family. And family has always been there since day one, ever since I first started playing football up until now. Like, they're my biggest motivation.
Well, that's definitely something to keep you motivated all the time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Just a few more questions to finish up with you here. And then, of course, we will get to what seems to be one of the more popular parts of Revolution Zone, where last week's guest, Jordan Brown, actually sent me some questions to ask you. I always have my previous, I have my previous guest come up with questions for my current guest. I'm waiting on ESPN or Fox or something to rip me off on this, but so far nobody's doing this, so I'm going to continue to do it. But I got a couple more for you, and then we'll get into Jordan's questions.
All right. Sounds great.
What is your favorite play you've been a part of?
Oh, wow. Matter of fact, my favorite play happened last week. We was up in Armorillo, and we kicked the game-winning field goal. And Cruz kicked the game-winning field goal. That was the best feeling ever.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun to watch. That game probably aged me a couple years going back and forth on it.
Yes, sir. That was a very stressful game.
Yeah, I will send the Dr. Bills to Mr. Tim Brown there about that one. or better yet, maybe I'll send it to Garrett Palmer.
Dude, either one.
I might send it to both of them then, just to do it. No. No, Ali, being a sports fan is always fun because you do go through the ups and downs, and you do feel like, especially with this team, you feel like you're a part of it. I feel like I'm down there with you guys fighting it out, even though it's you guys in the trenches.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And then finally, as we finish up here with Mr. Roy Richard, of course, of the Texas Revolution, what are your goals for football and then beyond or after football?
My goals for football Hopefully, after the season, I can get a call for a higher league. If possibly the NFL. Like, a dream of mine has always been to go play with the Dallas Cowboys. Like I said earlier in the interview, that I was always a fan of them growing up. I used to watch them. So, like, I would absolutely love to, you know, get a hired, like, go play with them. But if not, definitely, because I'm getting married in September. So, definitely become a family man, become a husband, and I would have a wife and, you know, kind of pursue that a little bit more and, you know, have kids later on.
I think that's a real good plan. That just is testament to the good guy that you are, I think, Roy.
Thank you.
And let's find Jordan's questions here, because when we blinked offline a minute ago, it moved him around. So I'm waiting on him to come up. Oh, here we go. All right. So your teammate, Mr. Jordan Brown, has the following four questions. And, of course, I have read them. So, you know, they're pretty fun. You guys have had a lot of fun asking each other questions here. But I don't think any of them will make you want to have an angry phone call later.
Okay.
Starting off number one, and I think he's just trying to take notes on this, so maybe we can put some pressure on him about buying some hardware for his lady friend. He wants to know, how does it feel to be getting married?
It feels great. You know, she's the love of my life. We met in high school, so we were high school sweethearts, and it's just an amazing feeling to be able to move forward in life with the person that I love so much.
That's awesome. That's exactly how I felt. Just had my fourth anniversary, so it's definitely it's always a crazy ride, but I wouldn't trade it for nothing. And I agree with you. When you find the right one, there's nothing else.
Oh, definitely. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. Question number two from Jordan Brown was, excuse me there. How does it feel to be appreciated by your running backs for blocking?
it does feel great. One thing about this team that I had said earlier, we are all brothers, and I know during the game, during practice, Jordan always come up and be like, good block, man, you know, good job on this, good job on that. It feels amazing to actually get that recognition, because, you know, not at all schools you go to, you know, most running backs or some running backs, they go score, you know. They'll just go do their own thing. But Jordan Fudge, they make sure that they come, but, hey, good block, man. Good job. Keep it up. But it definitely feels great to get that recognition from the running backs.
That's great. Question number three, who is your favorite superhero?
My favorite superhero? Ooh, that's a tough one. I would probably say favorite superhero would definitely be the Incredible Hulk. Does he qualify as a superhero?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yes, sir. Incredible Hulk.
What do you like about the Incredible Hulk?
Just how big he is, the muscles, just the attitude that he brings, just being himself. You know, because once you get in there, there's no stopping him.
In my opinion, and I'm a big Marshawn Lynch fan, but in my opinion, the Hulk was beast mode way before there was beast mode.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, of course.
And he went really philosophical with this last question here. What are your values in life summed up in three words?
Wow.
He's digging deep here. We're going to have to start checking what kind of reading material he has.
You said my values summed up in three words. I would say never give up.
All right, are you still with us there, Roy? For some reason, went back offline here. I'm starting to think that maybe Matt Lunsford's pulling the cords out or something.
More than likely, that's kind of about right.
I'm glad somebody's on my side on that one. I think I just asked you the last question there from Jordan about the your values in life summed up in three words.
I would say my value would be never give up.
I definitely like that one. to stick with the John Cena of the WWE theme, you could also say hustle, loyalty, and respect.
Yes, sir. Of course.
Don't know if you're a big wrestling fan. But...
yes, sir. I watch a little wrestling here and there. I'm a fan of John Cena as well.
He's a good one to look up to. I think he sets a good example. Even if people get tired of him doing the same things, he does them better than anybody else. So.
Of course. He definitely gets the job done.
Yep, absolutely. But never give up. I definitely like that one. And, of course, as I like to do, I like to break the news on who's going to be on next week so that you know who you can come up with questions for. And we're going to do things a little differently next week. It's probably in the next couple of weeks. We're actually going to start doubling up and having two of your teammates on at a time. We don't know the order quite yet, but I'll get with you later this week as far as getting the questions and letting you know which player you'll be getting the questions for.
Okay.
But next week we will have wide receiver Trip Hicks on, and we will also have the newest Revolution member, fullback and linebacker Taylor McCullough.
All right, sounds great then.
So I will get with you just as soon as we know the order that they will be calling in and let you know who you'll be coming up with just a couple questions, whether it's, you know, things you want to know about them or just, you know, random silliness that you want to listen to them answer.
All right, sounds great.
But that's actually going to do it. That's all the questions I have for you, Roy. Is there anything you want to add?
No, sir. Thank you for having me a part of your show.
Hey, I appreciate you being on for sure. And good luck to you and the rest of Revolution and the rest of the season here. Only 3 wins to the championship.
Yes, sir.
And, of course, that was your offensive lineman and just all-around super guy, Roy Richard from the Texas Revolution. Not sure about the technical difficulties there. We'll iron those out. But I'm glad he stuck with us. And, Matt, you were right. He was just an absolute blast to have on. When we come back from break, it will be the infamous game notes. The fun little game notes I take while I'm watching Revolution games. It's a good thing I don't write down everything I say. They'd be really funny. But on the other side of the break, we will talk game notes right here on the Revolution Zone.
Jeremy, the Impact York from Endzone here. Would you or your business like to advertise with Endzone? It's easier than you think. With many packages available, we've got the perfect deal to help you promote your business to a whole new audience. All you have to do is contact us at 3endzone@gmail.com for more info and to get started today. Let us help you grow your business. Hi, Jeremy, the Impact York here from Mellow Mushroom. Are you looking for a great family-friendly restaurant with food that is great and healthy? Drop by the Mellow Mushroom. They use the freshest ingredients to make everything on their amazing menu. Pizzas, calzones, salads, and more, plus daily drink specials. Go to mellowmushroom.com to find the location nearest you.
And we're back here on the Revolution Zone. Once again, I want to thank Mr. Roy Richard for being on earlier. Just a blast getting to talk to him. All the Revolution guys are just super awesome guys, and I appreciate, as much as I like to mess with Matt, I appreciate Matt helps me get some of these guys on And, you know, it's all the people. You guys reach out to us. I put it out to you guys. Who did you want on? We're doing our best to get as many of them on as we can. That's why we're going to start doubling up starting next week. As I said, Taylor McCullough and Trent Hicks will be on. So make sure to tune in then. We're not sure the order yet, but as soon as we know, we will let you guys know. It'll be fun having those guys on for sure. If I'm not mistaken, I want to give a shout-out to Catherine Dunn, not just because we just talked about her and we're big fans of her work, but she's actually helping send the message out about Revolution Zone on social media. So thanks, Catherine. Appreciate you listening in. I'm going to go over the infamous game notes real quickly because I actually didn't write all that much this time. I was too busy, like pins and needles jumping up and just going crazy with this game because it was a really good close game, and I'm glad we were able to pull out the victory. But, you know, I'll start real quickly. There was a player down on the opening kickoff. He was able to get up and everything. I couldn't see who it was, but these Revolution guys are tough. So glad he got up and was able to continue in the game. It was a big play by the Venom down the left sideline. They seem to like to take deep shots. Some of them panned out. Most of them didn't because Frankie and the rest of the defensive backs just stayed on them where they could break them all up. The Venom field goal was no good with about 10.5 to go in the first quarter. There was the big, just ginormous run by Robert Kent. He's getting more mobile in the pocket, which should scare other teams. Fudge was trying to cut back a lot after finding the roadblock. You know, the play would be to go to the left. He'd see a bunch of people. He was cutting back pretty well. That's just a testament to Fudge's ability. Obviously, Jordan was inactive for this game. He had to go out of town. Everything's good. He'll be back this week. I just spoke to him just a day or so ago. Everything's good. The clock kept moving no matter what. Now, sorry for that. For some reason, we just continue to have issues here. I'm going to try to get through these really quickly. Kent to Fudge for the touchdown. That made it 6-0. 7.5 minutes to go. The extra point was no good. There was a Venom pass touchdown, 7-6. But Amarillo and Venom with about 4 minutes to go. Running early was key. Fudge was able to really get out there and really get after it and pile up the running yards, which helped open the pass, some of the just best passes I've seen out of Robert Kent for sure. And he's had some great ones, but man, there were some beyond thread the needle ones. Just want to commend his effort for sure. And obviously, Roy Richard, our guest earlier, for his amazing blocking that opened up some of these amazing run and pass plays. The Revs were grinding for extra yards. They do it all the time, but they were really going for it this time, and it really paid off. The Venom goal line defense was making stops, though, so it actually helped when we backed up a little bit. We were able to go over the top of them. 7-6 Venom at the end of the first. Then there was the Revs touchdown that made it 12-6. Extra point no good again. It was really hard to kick there, I believe. It felt like there was a crosswind or something from what I was told, and I don't know. But I'm pretty sure that Palmer made it count when it needed to, so I wasn't worried about it. The Revolution stripped the ball and recovered, but offensive penalties were just killing them for a while, even though I'm pretty sure the referees made up a few of those. And, yes, I'll say that to the Zebras. At a lot of points this year, it seems like the Revolution have two opponents, one of them being the Zebras. So I have no affiliation. I can say things like that, so... Just saying, I don't think it's coincidence. Touchdown Revolution, which made it 20-17 with about 12 minutes to go in the second. They actually went for two, which was good. That's what made it 20. Great coverage on the kickoff. You know, special teams has kind of been a little bit of an issue sometimes this year, but for the most part, Much improved, much improved. I definitely like. I don't know if they changed up the schemes or changed up the gunner order or whatever it was, but it worked. So definitely stick with it. the Venom had a pass touchdown, made it 20-14. The extra point was good. Good return on the kickoff by the Revolution. They have a number of great returners there. I think I was so excited by the return, I didn't write down who it was. That's my mistake. My apologies to whoever it was. The Revolution scored the touchdown. It was a great pass from Kent to, I think this was the one Brandon Carter got. If not, it was Gaudin, which either way, phenomenal catches. These guys are not afraid to go into the side of the boards or whatever they got to do to make the catch and the play. This made it 27-14. The Revs got a safety, made it 28-14. The Venom had a big pass down the right sideline. Like I said, they kept going for the home run ball. They got a couple of them. It's just going to happen. Law of averages says you're not going to stop all of them. Then the Revolution, Venom were able to capitalize and get a touchdown right after that, made it 28-21. Then the Revs answered with another one, with another touchdown, made it 35-21 with about a minute to go in the first half. Venom had another one. We're going 35-28. Fudge with his running just looked possessed. He was going to get the yards. He was going to get the extra effort no matter what. You could not keep him down, and it led to a rush touchdown. Pretty sure it was Fudge. Made it 42-28. Then they had the interception with the ball on the 10, scored another touchdown, made it 48-28. At some point, I almost wanted to know if the refs are paid by the flag because they just seem to throw them all the time. There's no way that many penalties were happening. But once again, it is what it is. You know, maybe that's just me being biased, but I don't think it was. And then the Venom added a field goal to make it 48-31 at the half. Going into the second half, the Venom scored a touchdown early on, making it 48-38. The Revolution defense was getting a lot better. This is already the best defense in the league, but they were able to really buckle down and start to contain the Venom's offense, something they've had issues with earlier this year as well. Revolution scored a touchdown to make it 55-38. With about, I believe, 10 minutes to go in the third. The short kick was returned to the 10, which led to a touchdown for the Venom, 55-45. Yes, it stayed like this all night, guys. It was very close. It was a great improv pass as he was hit, as Kent found Fudge. What it was almost a jailbreak rush where almost every defender in the first two rows came running it. Robert Kent Jr., and he threw it right over the top of their head, almost basketball style, to Darius Fudge, who ran it all the way in. He looked like Pac-Man avoiding the ghost here. It was a phenomenal run. And that made it 61-45 with about 4 minutes to go in the third. The Revolution goal line defense started making plays and really backing the Venom up. Get them away from the end zone. The Venom did score the touchdown, though, to make it 61-52 at the end of the third. The Venom picked up a safety, which was, it was better they picked up the safety than put the hit on Kent that they were trying to. Let's see here. The Texas defense forced a turnover on downs, and then the Revolution turned around and had a turnover on downs as well. So they just pretty much traded right there, but it was two great defensive stands for each side. Revolution goal line defense was holding strong because the Venom were really trying to punch it in and just couldn't figure out how to do that against this defense. This defense is phenomenal. If the defensive player of the year for the squad isn't off, or for the CIF isn't on this squad, then I don't think they were watching correctly. But that's just me. Some bad penalties on the Revolution at the goal line gave the Venom another chance to score, which ultimately they did. Tied it up at 61-61 with about 3 minutes to go. Yes, it got really interesting at this point. Let's see. Kent ran it down to the 3-yard line with about 3.8 seconds to go, I believe, in the fourth. Palmer had the game-winning field goal. It turned into the game-winning field goal with six. Made it 64-61, 0.9 seconds to go. The And sorry about that. I hope I can get through this before it cuts off again. These storms are really just knocking our stuff all over the place. Like I said, they were because of the penalty, they were able to run one more play when they tried to get the field goal to tie the game. It was no good. Your Revolution win, 64-61. Finally got through all the game notes. Real quickly, I want to thank Blog Talk Radio for allowing us to come on every week. Impact Media as well for allowing us to cover the Revolution the way we do. It is a lot of fun. It is by far one of my favorite things that we do here at Impact Media. I want to thank everybody in the organization. Definitely want to thank our guest earlier, Mr. Roy Richard. It was an absolute blast having you on, Roy. As always with any guest, you're always welcome to come back. Maybe at the end of the year we'll do a big shebang and try to get a lot of people on or something like that. But next week's guests are wide receiver Trent Hicks and fullback/linebacker Taylor McCullough. I am Jeremy the Impact York. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks for joining us on Rev Zone.